it seems some governors are getting the message about the economy and COVID-19. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 17th day of November. Thanks, as always, for being with us. The markets faltered today. We'll share why. More job cuts have been announced. Flicks Brewhouse theaters are closing shop. We've got details about that. Home Depot workers are set to rake in some cash. A major candy manufacturer changes up and goes healthy. Tesla is headed to the S&P 500. We've got the Wall Street Report. And are office perks a thing of the past? Let's get into the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. ntpda.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. As the pandemic races across the United States, many Republican governors are reversing course and instituting new restrictions on gatherings to face masks in public. Iowa, North Dakota, West Virginia, all led by GOP governors, have called for more restrictions. But the messages, especially in Iowa, are at best a bit confusing. For example, in Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds said at a news conference that she wants people to wear masks in public places, and that if people are in a confined area for more than 15 minutes, they should wear a mask. She said she is following science on that order. In addition, Michigan, Washington, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, California, Ohio, and the cities of New York and Chicago have all announced restrictions on movement that come into force this week. The moves come as a new Axios Ipsos poll found a growing number of Americans and more Republicans are becoming more tuned into the risks of indoor activities and of gathering in large numbers. More than 52% of Republicans polled said that they now view in-person gatherings as risky. That is up from 40% in late October. Wall Street had a down day as some poor economic news plus the rising cases of COVID-19 put pressure on investors. The economic data was from retail, and the numbers from October were not what was projected. While we're all aware of the spike in COVID-19, a report showing the weakest retail sales in months drove the markets down from their earlier records that started the week. Analysts are on the watch for signs that the U.S. consumer, resilient to the shocks from the coronavirus pandemic thus far, would start to buckle as federal unemployment benefits taper off. Data showed that October retail sales rose by 0.3%, matching the consensus forecast produced by MarketWatch, but confirming the weakest rise in 6 months. Stay with us. We'll get to those Wall Street numbers in just a bit. Goldman Sachs is preparing to trim its workforce for the second time in just 3 months, as a moratorium on firings during the pandemic gives way to push for more improved efficiency. People familiar with the story say that this round of job cuts isn't expected to exceed the roughly 400 positions the bank began eliminating back in September. But executives expect to go deeper in the coming year in what could eventually amount to one of the most significant staff reductions at the bank as it looks to deliver on a promise to rein in costs. Big U.S. banks, including Goldman Sachs, pledged early this year to refrain from broad firings as the pandemic erupted across the country. But the industry's resolve has frayed as the virus has persisted, leaving executives to refocus on earlier cost-cutting initiatives. Goldman had laid out a target in January to eliminate more than $1 billion in expenses, and it's been examining how to meet that goal, and it looks like staff cuts may be part of the answer. Late yesterday afternoon, Alan Reagan, the CEO of Flick's Brewhouse, that's an eat-in theater that's also a brew pub, said that it has temporarily suspended its remaining operations effective immediately until the national public health emergency is substantially abated. It was just 2 weeks ago that Flick's announced they were opening on select days, and the company had been social distancing and doing cleaning after each show. Hundreds of employees have now been furloughed. In the message to patrons, Reagan said, quote, Flick's continues to urge Congress to enact meaningful bipartisan coronavirus relief so independent cinema circuits, live entertainment venues, restaurants, and other institutions that are a vital part of American culture can survive through the pandemic, end quote. The home improvement sector has done really well during the pandemic, so well that today Home Depot announced it is investing $1 million a year into wages for its employees. The home improvement retailer has seen huge sales increases throughout the year due to increased pandemic spending on home goods, maintenance, and DIY projects. Now, to help offset the increased workload, Home Depot offered temporary bonuses and increased time off. Those temporary steps are now being converted into one-time permanent raises. The company said the one-time pay raise applies to all hourly Home Depot staff, whether they're full or part-time. According to the New York Times, candy manufacturer Mars just bought Kind North America. It's a maker of Kind bars. Neither company has addressed specifics on the deal, but it's valued that Kind is about $500 billion, according to the Times. Mars is known for producing prominent candy brands like Snickers, M&M's, Twix, and others. Kind sells healthier snacks like granola bars and fruit bars and claims to avoid artificial flavors, added sugar, and preservatives. It says it uses, quote, nutritious food as the first and predominant ingredient in every food product, end quote. Back in 2017, Mars bought a minority stake in Kind, which was then valued at $4 billion. At the time, Kind was one of the fastest-growing snack companies, according to the Times. In February of this year, Kind announced it would spend tens of millions of dollars in marketing a new line of frozen and refrigerated snacks. Now, with the ownership changes, Kind should be able to take advantage of better supply chain and time for R&D. It was a big announcement. Electric vehicle maker Tesla will be added to the S&P 500 index on December 21st. That bit of news sent the automaker's stock soaring once again, as if the stock really needed an excuse. The move had been expected earlier, after Tesla had reported four consecutive profitable quarters, one of the requirements for inclusion into the index. Well, it took a fifth consecutive quarter to clinch Tesla's spot. Tesla's market cap of around $435 billion puts it among the top 10 index stocks by market cap. That puts Tesla between Johnson & Johnson and Berkshire Hathaway as the eighth largest on the S&P 500. But even that bit of news wasn't enough to rescue Wall Street today. The markets did fall, even though the Dow and S&P 500 hit records yesterday afternoon. The Dow fell as much as 430 points early in the session before clawing back to post down by 167 points and finish the day at 29,783. The Nasdaq, for a while, was trading above the flat line, but closed down 24 points at 11,899, and the S&P 500 fell by 17 points and change to 3609. Clearly, as one expert said, the elephant in the room is the incredible surge of COVID cases, which will have a negative impact on the recovery. And finally, there is this. Remember those trendy office perks like a stocked fridge of beer or the rolling drink cart coming by at about 4 o'clock? Or even the preferred parking space? Well, now the question is, what's the point of an office perk if nobody's in the office to appreciate it? The culture of a company has often been associated with the uniqueness of amenities offered in the workplace. But with the coronavirus pandemic keeping many workers at home, companies now face the challenge of sustaining that sense of culture remotely. Might it be that the novelty of perks has become stale, as many see the flexibility of being home as the biggest perk of all? Well, that's a wrap on today's edition of the Business News Headlines. A reminder, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB underscore NewsHour. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is none other than Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. You want some original music for your project? We can hook you up. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Thanks so very much again for being with us, and we hope to have you back again tomorrow. Take care of yourself, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.